Age of all ages. Amen.
The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reader from the apostle of our teacher Paul to the Romans, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, Father. The Spirit himself hears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him whom subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth bands together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why doesn't still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we don't see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we don't know that we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the hearts knows that the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saint according to the will of God. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen. Grace and peace with you all. Amen. So be it.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Do not love the world or the things in the world is passing away and it's lost, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." And also there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" But the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and in total 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen.
Is the 26th day of the blessed month of Hathor. May God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and the good are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Valerian and Tibetrinus, his brother, were martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. May blessing be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 112 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Saint Gregory, the Bishop of Nice, departed. This saint was born in Cappadocia in the year of 330 AD. He was from a blessed family. His sister was Saint Macarena the Younger, and his brothers were Saint Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea, Cappadocia, and St. Peter, Bishop of Sebaste. After the death of his father, his sister Macrina and his brother Basil became in charge of his early education. He studied rhetoric and had a career as a rhetorician. He married a righteous woman and lived a celibate life together according to the biblical teaching. He was ordained a reader, then was promoted to the priesthood. After the death of his wife, he dedicated his life to serve the church. After the consecration of St. Basil as an archbishop of Caesarea and Cappadocia in the year 370 AD, God chose St. Gregory to be a bishop for the city of Nyssa and was consecrated by his brother St. Basil in the same year. He enriched the church with the knowledge, writings, sermons, and his exemplary life. This saint faced many hardships because of the Arians, so he was exiled during the reign of the Arian Emperor Valens and then returned in the year 378 AD by the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great. In the year 381 AD, he attended the Ecumenical Council of Constantinople. When he finished his good and over, he departed in peace. In the year 396 AD, he left many valuable works for the Church. The blessing of his praise be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Arthenos Axios Abavalerian Nimte be Reteos Axios Avagerorios Piepe Escopos Agios O Theos Agios Ischeros Agios Athanatos O Ekparthen O Genetis Eleison Imes Agios O Theos Agios Ischeros Agios Athanatos O Stavrotis Imes Eleison Imes Agios O Theos Agios Ischeros Agios Athanatos O Anastas Ekton Nekron Και αν ελθόν γιστός ουρανός ελε, σον ημεθ δόξε βετρί και ιό και αγίωμ νεύματι και νυν και αι, και στος αιώνας των αιώνων, αμήν εγκατρίας ελεϊσόν
ημεθ. Εις μοίρν υπόσι,
και τον νεύματι,
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to St. Leon, upon only apostles, many prophets, and men, have desire to see which you see, and are not in them, and to hear which you hear, and have not heard them. But as for I, for they see, and you, for they hear, may be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, through the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our Master Abedan us to remember in supplication every which of Rabbi to Lord our God, who is ever ready for another sleep, repose them who are sick, heal them. For they are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all. And the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia. Stand in the fear of God and listen to the holy gospel, hearing from the gospel according to your teachers, and look the evangelist, may his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms, our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. When we went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to the rich fulfillment I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay your vows, which my lips have uttered. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, brothers and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall be lost, but your patience possesses your soul.
Glory be to God forever.